Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being salt and light. But before we get to those topics specifically, we're finishing up being blessed. Because that's the reason that we're able to be salt and light. When we recognize how God has blessed us in the midst of circumstances that, well, everybody faces. Being poor in spirit, being meek, mourning, being insulted, as well as being blessed in circumstances that, well, we have to choose being a peacemaker. And God blesses us not by filling our bank accounts necessarily, not by keeping us healthy necessarily, but by giving Himself and by keeping His promises. And we're blessed so that we can bless others, so that we can be salt and light in our home, in our congregations, in our community, in our workplaces, in our schools, in the world we live in. And so today we're going to wrap up the blessed part so that tomorrow and Saturday we can talk about being salt and being light. And as we do that, we as many of these have been, hit a hard topic. Jesus says, blessed are those who are falsely accused because of Him. And just like yesterday with those who were insulted, He says, because great is your reward in heaven. You've been identified. It's one who joins the prophets and those that came before us. In fact, the text says it this way. Blessed are you when people falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. We've talked this week about being persecuted, about being insulted, about having false things said about you. In each of those, Jesus says you're blessed. Now, as we talked about yesterday with being insulted, it's because of Him. We have false things said about us that have nothing to do with Jesus. Sometimes we've misled people. And we've given an impression that isn't true. Sometimes it's just the nature of people. We put others down in order to somehow think we're lifting ourselves up. But when people falsely accuse us because of our relationship with Jesus, He says that we ought to rejoice. Because something about us made them notice Jesus. They experienced that salt or light that being blessed by God has produced in our life. And while our first reaction, and at least for the person sitting in this chair, is to be rather defensive, Jesus says, step back a moment. Consider the company you're in. Oh, not the people that might be with you, not the people that are falsely accusing you, but the company of the prophets. The company of Jesus himself. You want to talk about falsely accused? He was put to death. Based on false accusations. And remained silent for the most part. Well, there's a few statements that he made to Pilate. But those were not defending himself. They were designed for Pilate and Herod and the high priest and all who might be listening to think about what they were really doing. So it's important that we're careful when people falsely say false things about us because of Jesus, when we're falsely accused because of Jesus. Sometimes silence is best. Sometimes it's a carefully measured word, not to defend ourselves, but to give pause so that they might think about what they're really doing. And I suppose it's part of my nature, but because it's part of my nature, it seems like it's a good way. We kind of get into that mode, don't we? But if you're going to err on the side of silence rather than the side of words. The best is to spend time with God, His Spirit, listening on what you ought to be doing so you don't err. But rejoice and be glad. Because there's a reward. We think of rewards, we think of stuff. And I don't know if there's special stuff. The great reward that I long for is to simply be in the presence of God and gaze upon my Savior and worship Him. There isn't a greater reward. And when we walk that life in the company of the prophets, in the company of Jesus Himself, we discover the promise that Jesus made that we are blessed. How very happy are you when people say false things about you because of Jesus. Because you belong. Because you're salt. Because you're light. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to stand firm in our faith, in order to know your presence that dwells within us by your Spirit. And Father, help us when we are falsely accused, when people do say false things about us because of our walk with Jesus. Because of our love for Him. Because of our obedience to Him. And God, give us the wisdom and courage to respond in a way that may seem like we're not responding. To not lash out or become defensive in a way that's argumentative or destroys our witness even. But that we would continue to love, continue to listen, continue to be obedient to you. And Father, for those times where we are falsely accused, when false things are said about us because, well, nothing to do with Jesus, just because we've not been clear, or because of the nature of others, may we understand how those moments even teach us a better way to stand in the company of the prophets and of Jesus. By being blessed. Father, as much as we may dislike the words and the hurtful and harmful words of others, may they turn our attention to the words that we long to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. And so, God, in the midst of all circumstances, may we hear the promises of Jesus that we ought to be very happy. We are blessed in all circumstances when we walk with Jesus and we live with our faith firmly placed in Him. And so, God, today, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.